The Pantheon encapsulates the conversion of Rome. We see a massive ancient monument built to rival the pyramids and to proclaim the power of Rome in a city that believed that men could become gods.
Hi, I'm Liz Lev, and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims.
The elements of the Pantheon that amaze us all proclaim the same message. The height matches the diameter, 142 feet by 142 feet. The massive concrete dome is supported directly on the solid cylindrical drum to create a melding of both heaven and earth. The massive rectangular porch resting on monolithic granite columns give way to the circular space, taking the beholder by surprise, with the giant open oculus above providing a view to the heavens. This magnificent building could have gone the way of many of the other structures in Rome, fallen into ruin and lost to posterity. But its beauty caught the Christian imagination, and so it was transformed. Through the eyes of a pilgrim, this building became even greater. Its perfect circular form, used in Roman architecture for triumphal architecture, became the ideal form to celebrate the triumph of the martyrs. And on May 13 of 609, the conversion of the Pantheon was complete, and it took on the new identity of Our Lady of the Martyrs. The old idols were removed, and a precious icon of the Virgin Mary presided over the space. Soon, the structure that was intended to house the pagan gods became the resting place of those who defied the idolatry of the Roman Empire. By the 8th century, numerous remains of martyrs were transported from the catacombs to be interred in here. The incredible paradox of Rome, a building constructed to celebrate the idea that men become gods, would become the resting place of those defiant Christians who refused to honor the idols. And somewhere in that strange paradox comes the great truth of Rome's power. Not only were these paleo-Christian heroes laid to rest here, Italy's greatest artists like Raphael and Annibale Carracci chose, after two brief lives, to be interred in this magnificent space, after all of their lifetime as artists had tried to replicate that order, that beauty, and that monumentality to spread the Christian message. Even the monarchs of the short-lived Kingdom of Italy ended up in this magnificent space. The Pantheon speaks to the universal desire to feel wonder, to bask in human achievement that calls to the divine. Tourists and pilgrims alike are amazed by the startling space. But on Pentecost Sunday, as thousands of rose petals are dropped through the oculus, tourists may seem Rome's favorite photo op, but the eye of the pilgrim sees the wonder of the Holy Spirit transforming, regenerating, and reviving the world.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.